Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in life and work and business and marketing. And we still have our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And the end of the week, our longer tips episode. So thanks for checking it all out. And what is going on this week? Well, retail media continues to explode. Forrester just came out and said that the retail media market will reach $85 billion by 2026. And I got to tell you, if I was starting out my career today in the world of marketing, I would focus squarely on retail media. Now, if you don't know what retail media is, retail media networks are retailer-owned advertising spaces that allow marketers to purchase digital ads powered by that respective retailer's first-party data. So a Walmart has one called Walmart Connect, and Target has Target Roundel, and Kroger, and Instacart, and eBay, and Wayfair, Home Depot, Best Buy, Ulta. They all have these retail media networks that are basically advertising companies. And they're exploding because the targeting is awesome. These are real shoppers and buyers. And the interesting thing this week that also got announced was that it's not just these retail stores that are retail media networks, but United Airlines announced this week that it's launching a retail media network called Connective Insights. And they're saying, listen, their app has been downloaded 110 million times. They have over 100,000 seatback screens, and they're going to monetize this because these are travelers. These are people that marketers want to get in front of. So retail media is exploding. What else is going on? So I saw this from Reuters, and I think that this is probably going to be what ends up happening with TikTok. I just don't think TikTok's going to go away so easily. So apparently TikTok itself is working on a clone of its recommendation algorithm for the United States specifically, for all 170 million users in the United States, and basically can operate independently. And I think they're working towards this so that way they can try to appease lawmakers, and something like this is going to happen. I just don't think it's going to disappear. Another thing that is flying under the radar that I think is pretty wild in the world of email is that no one has seen this really, but Google Ad Manager has launched a beta of programmatic email ads. Okay, so it's quietly published documentation. Google Ad Manager has quietly published documentation for a beta version of an advertising tag for email newsletters, programmatic ads in email newsletters via the same way that you're buying all your other Google ads. Why are they doing this? Why is Google doing this? Because look, email ads are cookie proof. They're not, you know, dependent on third-party tracking of cookies. And in the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, finally, Google is going to get rid of, you know, all of the cookie tracking. So them messing around with programmatic email ads makes a lot of sense. But this is like flying under the radar. But I think more is going to come to light about all this very, very soon. Now, what about stuff that's totally irrelevant outside of all this marketing and business stuff? Well, I'm particularly excited about what is now on Netflix, which is Godzilla Minus One. I know you're like, I'm not watching a Godzilla movie, but this Godzilla movie like went crazy viral. I went to see it in the theaters. I said to my wife, let's go to see the Godzilla movie. She's like, are you literally kidding me? So I couldn't get anybody to go to the Godzilla movie with me, but now it's on Netflix. I am watching Godzilla Minus One. I'm very excited. I did just try the number one movie on Netflix, which is called Under Paris, which I'm an absolute moron. I'll tell you why. So I saw it was the number one movie on Netflix. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this out. And I turn it on, and it's about this massive shark, a giant shark that is like under Paris, and it's like eating people, and it's all this stuff. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and I'm like 15 minutes into this thing, and I didn't realize it was in French, and all the words were dubbed, all the voices were dubbed, which is fine. But I was like, after 15 minutes, like, wait a minute. Wait, their lips are not in line with whatever. I'm like, how did I not see that? What is actually wrong with me? But anyway, it wasn't that good. I only made it like 20 minutes because enough with these shark movies. I know it's funny because I just said Godzilla, this girl looks great, and I'm telling you a shark movie looks stupid, but that's me. I don't know. What do you want from me? The other thing I'm excited now is that Dune 2 is available for streaming on Max. Now, here's the thing. I never saw Dune 1. And so I went to my son. He's 17. And I said, yo, should I watch Dune 1 to watch Dune 2? He goes, no, it's very long and Dune 1 was not good. He goes, go on YouTube, watch a summary of Dune 1, and then watch Dune 2 and you will be golden. So this is my plan. I'm going to see how that works out because everybody said Dune 2 is really good. Look at the important information you get on this episode. So listen, don't forget to check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week, our longer episode, and leave this thing a review. If it's not terrible, I would really appreciate it because then it gets more listeners and that's awesome. And follow the show. And listen, have a great week. All right, later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.